Crybaby Jerkins fouls it up again. Cranky, expecting to be changed every 15 minutes. Squinting permanent eyelids, shut tight. Large monobrow pointing very down. Pissed off Cranky Baby Jerkins, filling his diaper up as fast as Jiffy Pop popcorn. Expecting the DDR Border Patrol of East Berlin to powder, change and burp him on command. He has used up all the hole punches on his diaper changing card. There are no freebies here, Buster. Milk tickets will not work. But he has paid his dues. All his life traveling around collecting crazy money and tattoos. For years, living completely independent, associating himself with only the finest associates. The kings of the art world, standing, holding one arm up, bent as the other hand holds the elbow. Using elbow grease, intent on getting his kicks before the whole shithouse goes rolling down the hill with him in it. Rolling, bang, crash, sploosh, covered with the contents of a honey bucket. Going up past the elbow of Crybaby Jerkins. Going up past the elbow this time, fist fucking his associates of the art world. Favorite color shit brown. Favorite pastime. Lying in an outhouse, getting off on watching the little girl shit on him while jacking off. As the noodles were drained, the colander was held in the palm of the hand. It felt boiling water pass through scalding pink white skin. Days later after several hyperventilative dressing changes, the penis was surgically split in halves by the bladeristic hand. Ooh. There was no nerve damage. The operation was a sterile bacterial success. Boiling the instruments for future use as a ritual. So are the designer scars on the thigh. The designer scars of intricate flower patterns, hours of constructive, tedious works of art. From years of popping premature facial blemishes, the cheeks are now a pleasant battlefield of craters and pockmarks. The earlobes are filled of galvanized metal. There is no room left. We must now work on our body. It is hard to work on the body with this burnt hand. There are no more teeth left to pull out. By tying strings to the door and slamming it shut, finger and toenails grow back. This is a blessing. Chef Boyardee is meaner than a gorilla. He comes to me at night, willfully opening the locks, bending the bars on my window, costing me horrendous amounts of money and home burglar devices. He comes to me in my bedroom, naked, shaved, and oiled, goosebumped, thick black arm hairs risen off of his skin. Standing in a pool of pizza grease, barking up flour, it enters my lungs. I cough, he laughs, he mounts me, I like to kick his hot, stinking mouth. Jesus Christ. This is so stupid. Honeydew, do you mother me? I drop a load. Chances are my ringworm is a pet I did not buy. For most of all, this uncle now happy, easy how uncle buckle down broken barnacles of fine sea before our father sells the seashells, hell's bells. The last person who ever polished the wood paneling back in 83 is because she name is Wilhelmina Chuck Strait. Hung on out with the thingy-majig. Dust you thank a bubba tuba. As her best of many and if her. As her best of many and if for our is what not all. Head housekeeper for 30 years, if and because of some reason we grab a plate of best friends of rare tree, foreseeing many mangers full of test meat to refrain from more than one louse. Be straight.
God, so stupid. This is so stupid.
Whoops. I crop of the frame fuse out of Anama. In regards to my name, is regardless of the sentence which may have thrown you off or got you off, I could only be such a fool to modestly think such a lord would think. How could one such suck-winding force of so many celebs cones in hopes of celebrating the caliber of such hipness? May I throw out my hip, I had a bad fall, I limped with the best of them. I have now come to the conclusion that I have been confused for many a day, and I now love many a days and many of those I love whom I have so wrongly accused of being hip. Those who come to celebrate with one another only for the reasons of companionship in which they so rightly share. They share the same things, they seek out others, so fuck, at peace am I. You're a good one. If a razor blade factory worker littered the floor with a... If a razor blade factory worker littered the floor with banana peels, the platform shoes would rest, nest, turning delicate shades of burnt sienna only if were discarded from the human language. The pea cunt could... What is that word? The pea cunt could... Whatever. Leave wholesome, smiling prairie boy babies in bubbling spit pea soup. Mr. Tambourine Man. Captain Kirk mounts Captain Crunch, and in a sweaty, holistic, wet uterus, he picks both their noses with a shiny new butter knife. We must use instruments from the Milton Bradley game Operation to remove the small portable television from inside the colon. Colon. Buzz, we have lots the picture tube. Alas, we have no black velvet pennies to worship. The birds ran up the hill, faster and faster, straining to catch the light bulbs as they exploded inside the skulls of dead, aborted babies. Gross. Pro-life grannies wait in the muck and mire, skilled with the art of archery. They strike the birdies with their arrows. Once hit, the birdies turn into large eyeballs, only to lie there and stir up the dress of the grannies.